Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. As we round out the program today, I want to stay with the conversation just a little bit from our last segment where we talked with Michael Kofed about this whole populism thing and this whole zero-sum game and everything that it's doing that is not only creating division in the country, it's preventing us from actually solving the problems and moving forward in the country. And while everybody wants to say, hey, I'm the one looking out for the little guy, and everybody's doing it, it is the political strategy of the day, is just have a populist message. And I'm one of those who believes that if you populism, fine, but you got to have it based and connected to some foundational principles. Otherwise, everybody's just giving everything away for whoever they're trying to court at the moment, and it never ends well. History has shown us that. But I believe that populism will continue to be a powerful, misused, and I would say abused political tool as long as the current leaders and the current policymakers, again, left and right, across the political spectrum, are primarily concerned with preserving their own power and the status quo. We talked about that throughout the show today, that as long as you're trying to maintain the status quo, that gets pretty easy. Because you just have a populist message, you say the country's too divided, we can't solve big issues anymore, and the status quo remains. And the people in power, the very ones who are claiming they're watching out for the little guy, are only watching out for themselves. And that's the problem in the current system. So you have the cry to take on the wealthy and the well-connected echo from the liberal left. You got chants against the establishment and the elite from the right. And the real question that I ask is anyone actually looking out for the little guy? A lot of people like to claim it. But as we say in my house, if you have to declare it, you're probably not it. So is there an authentic version of populism? I don't know. We are far afield from it, to be sure. As I've said before, it's not hard to incite a populist uprising on just about any issue. A four-year-old can do it, literally. A number of years ago, my daughter and her husband were driving a very long drive from California back to Arizona. And buckled in the back seat, they had their two boys who were ages 4 and 2. And the boys did a pretty good job of enduring a very long, long ride. And as they do that, they try to be efficient and effective. So my daughters sometimes would extend their car rides, and they would instigate what they called the no water periods. In other words, no drinks for the boys so that they didn't have to stop every 20 minutes for a needed potty break. So apparently there was no such water consumption restriction for the parents in the front seat. It only applied to those sitting in the back seat. And that is where the populist uprising of the back seat began. So the older grandson was trying to rile up the back seat to complain against this incredible injustice that they couldn't have a drink, but their parents could in the front seat. So in this case, he played both the leader of the crowd and the chanter, and it was an interesting back and forth. The older grandson would begin with the chant, "Is everyone in the car thirsty?" And then, of course, they would echo, "Everyone is thirsty. Who wants water? Everyone. Is everyone in the front thirsty? Yes. Is everyone in the back thirsty? Yes. Is the front allowed to drink? Yes. Is the back allowed to drink? No." And the backseat populist movement against the tyranny of the parents in the front began. Now, my grandson could lay claim to leadership of the back of the car while protesting the oppression of the them, they, those, other people sitting in the front of the car. I could actually envision these boys reenacting a scene from Les Mis. I'm sure they were all ready to, you know, come together as they were going to take on the front of the car. But that's often where populist uprisings end. If the little boys in the back seat did do a hostile takeover of the front, they'd probably crash the car. And the problem with political populism is that at its core, it's divisive. It creates an us versus them. And those kind of battles result in the shouts of what people are against instead of a conversation about a vision for what they're for. It also spends an inordinate amount of time demonizing the they, those people, instead of seeking to find the problem. Now, we've watched this for over a decade now. The Tea Party populism of 2009 used angst and anger and frustration around Obamacare as the piston to drive a white-hot engine of change against the them of President Obama and congressional Democrats. The flip side of that, the Occupy Wall Street movement, similarly channeled frustration about the top 1% of earners, millionaires, corporate executives, as the populist target for people angry about the economy to rail against. Of course, President Trump rode a very populist wave into office in 2016. Things swung back around in 2020. So the populist message is not hard for any candidate to claim, because the American people do want to be led, and they do want to feel like they have a leader that has their back and is actually fighting for them. So part of the problem of all of this dueling populism from the left and the right is that the American people have become increasingly convinced that the system's rigged. They've watched their political leaders, lobbyists, wealthy donors, well-connected elites climb the ladder of success and then basically pull the ladder up behind them. As I've said before, populism only has to incite the riot. Populism doesn't have to govern or provide real solutions to real problems. And I believe the solution to this only comes in the form of authentic leaders who recognize what their role is, what the role of government is, and what it will take to do that. And it usually begins with a leader who's willing to say, I will do what is right even if it costs me my job. Even if I lose the next election, I'm going to do the right thing because I am looking out for the little guy and for the future of the nation. Well, that wraps it up for us on Inside Sources today here on KSL News Radio. I'm Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.